The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America
back.
Main Street to Wall Street.
That's right, my friends. Hello, patriots and freedom fighters. Yes, we must take America back. And that's why I do what I do. This is the top of the second hour of the National Intel Report, live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio and Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your Thursday host, Peter Serafine. And please remember that free speech is not free, no matter what network you're listening to this on. Support that network, because without your support, these free speech platforms disappear. And as promised, it is the top of the second hour, and I said that we had a guest joining us, and that's Dr. Jen Vandewater. And I'm trying to do too many things at once here, and I can't speak and click at the same time. I'm terribly sorry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Peter. Happy to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you, because I love what you guys are doing over at the Wellness Company. So let's start with that. What is the Wellness Company for the people out there in radio land?
Sure. The Wellness Company is a bunch of things, actually. So I'll start with one of the first things that people pretty much know is virtual care. During the height of, you know, COVID, people were looking for places they could go to get medication to treat or prevent COVID. And the Wellness Company has those doctors that actually did that in their network. And so they're still doing that today. So if you're concerned about any infection and you want to come see us through virtual care, we have providers that will evaluate you. And if all is well, get you a prescription to the pharmacy. And we have preferred pharmacies that do not refuse or fight back for ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine. On top of virtual care, we also have, besides acute care with virtual care, we have other packages. We have adverse reaction. So if somebody, is concerned about, they had the injection, they are feeling they're having adverse reactions, we have that package with a very detailed blood panel workup that will help the provider know more of what's going on. We have long COVID, because some people are getting unwell and they're not getting better very soon. So we have a long COVID package, again, very detailed lab workup to help the provider know where things could be going. We have other packages that are just optimized wellness, for example, where if you're doing well and you just want to make sure everything's good because you don't trust going to a mainstream provider, we have a package there for you. We actually have also an upgraded premium membership called Freedom from Pharma. And it's exactly that. We have wellness pharmacists like myself who are meeting with patients, starting them on their wellness journey, equipping them, guiding them, bringing their body back to balance. And then once their body is in balance, these patients are then speaking with the provider to start their deprescribing plan. So that's all we have in that section. We also have Marketplace. Marketplace, we have products like from typical vitamins to some signature series that were developed by the chief medical team at the Wellness Company. And we also have bee pollen. We have a dental section in our marketplace where you can get some dental products as well. And we have always more and more to come in our product line. We also have vaccine exemptions, medical exemptions available as well. So there's just a little bit. Oh, and I can't forget the latest thing that launched today, just today, allergy-free program. So we have a program just launched today where it's a sublingual drop, and you can use that for 12 months, and you will have less. It's allergy relief. It's going to help give you relief from your allergies. And how it works is that it's raising that threshold of where you end up having that response to an allergen. So we have amazing, great things and more things coming. So that's just what we have right now.
Awesome. So as soon as you started talking about the whole COVID thing, I immediately thought, like, you mean doctors that are willing to risk their careers and prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which just saying those words is probably going to get this video blocked from YouTube, but whatever.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. Like, I've got like 12 YouTube. That's, you know, I've got like 140 YouTube followers. I don't care about YouTube. This is a radio show. I only do video for people like my wife. My wife will not listen to a podcast, will not listen to talk radio, but she will sit and watch a video of somebody doing exactly what we're doing right now, which is a radio show.
Yep. Okay, but yeah, so, these doctors do. Yes, these doctors do. And we also have pharmacies that will fill as well, that do not interfere in the patient-provider relationship like we saw at the height of COVID, refusing to fill medications because they thought they could play. I mean, they're doctors, but they thought they could play the doctor in the choice of efficacy and not safety. Our role as a pharmacist is the safety. We work hand-in-hand with the provider. The provider's the one choosing the treatment that's best for their patient, and our role is to be able to help and make sure that everything written on the prescription is adequately written and dosed for that patient. We are not to stop a provider from prescribing any medication.
Right. I'm not in the medical field, but even it was painfully obvious that the government had never stepped in and stomped all over a doctor's right to write prescriptions for whatever they want. I mean, I found out that I'm allergic to Wellbutrin because I'm a smoker, and I tried to quit smoking, and I got Zyban. Zyban is low-dose Wellbutrin. They found out that Zyban was effective as a quit smoking aid by prescribing it as an antidepressant. And then, oh, look, these people quit smoking. It's like they found out that, you know, Viagra does what Viagra does. It was originally a heart medication. You know, Botox was being researched for cerebral palsy. Off-label prescriptions are ridiculously common in the United States. But for some reason, you couldn't do that during COVID. That was a no-no. That had pharmacists standing up and against doctors and saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's never happened before. I've been in pharmacy since 1998. I started as a technician, worked my way through college to an intern, extern, you know, became a pharmacist. And all those years, I never had seen an issue like I saw in the past few years where pharmacists were flat out refusing to fill prescriptions based off of government protocols and saying it was, like you say, off-label use. But over 60%, maybe even like 80% are medications are used off-label all the time, constantly. If we had to check everyone, we would never fill prescriptions. We'd be calling the provider to double check all the time.
Right. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in a small, limited federal government that only does the 30 or so things in the U.S. Constitution. And the last time I read it, there's no mention of health care anywhere in the U.S. Constitution. And when I say the last time I read it, I keep a copy near me pretty much all the time. So anytime the government wants to get between me and my doctor, I have a problem with that.
Correct. Yes, they've definitely overstepped, but we kind of know there was an agenda to back this, and now we're now coming out and trying to help those people that are seeing the damage that's been done to their bodies and trying to help people because of making a decision for whatever reason, whether you didn't know, whether you knew and you just were afraid. We are not here to not help. We're here to help everybody of all people, give them an option, and hopefully help restore some of their health.
Okay, so let's talk about the cost. What's the wellness company, just where do the plans run? Because, you know, healthcare is freaking expensive. I'm fortunate enough that I am a disabled veteran, so I don't have to worry about healthcare. And now that I'm approaching that age where I should probably start thinking about retirement, everybody's telling me, oh, you got to worry about healthcare. You got to worry about health. I don't have to worry about that. So, I mean, it's a huge weight off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. But I'm fortunate that way. So,
right. So
how can the wellness company help the people out there that do have to pay for their healthcare, which is insanely expensive?
Yes, correct. It is. It is in mainstream medicine. It is costly if you do not have insurance. The wellness company does not contract or partner with insurance companies because we know they are a nice overreaching arm of big pharma and big government. So we decided to be direct pay. You know, you pay cash. Our services, we have memberships right now where you can monthly $9.99 a month to be a member. You do not need to be a member to receive services or products, but you get a discount on the services and the products. And then if you want to be an annual member, you know you're going to do this and you're in it for the long haul, well, that's $99.99. So you do save a little bit there as well. Freedom from Pharma is the upgraded membership. Freedom from Pharma is $79.99 a month. With Freedom from Pharma, you get your visits with a wellness pharmacist, provider visits, and you also get all the benefits and perks of the basic membership as well. So you get your discounts as well. And nowhere can you go for $80 a month and get good health coaching from trained wellness pharmacists who want to bring health back to the people.
Absolutely nowhere. I mean that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's set up to, you know, help the people, be affordable for the people. We're not looking to put profit over care. We're here to put care before profit. We our number one goal is to help the people. Nothing is ever free. And when something is free, you should question it. you know,
if something is free, you are probably the product.
Correct. Exactly. But, you know, we've really tried everything we could to get everything in a price range that was reasonable for people, especially knowing that some people out there will have insurance. And even though they have insurance, they're still going to come to us because they don't trust the provider or the mainstream medicine, you know, facility or hospital that they've been going to. So they're going to still come to us. The good thing is, though, we can take the health savings account cards. So some people have those. They can use those for products and services as well. So that is something that's nice. But yeah, no insurance. We do not want any part of that. They dictate healthcare, which they don't dictate healthcare. They dictate sick care. They do not want people well. So we partnered with just ourselves, you know, really good, wholesome providers and doctors across the board who are looking to just bring the wellness back to the people.
All right. So I'm going to play a really, really short, like little commercial sponsor thing. You know, I have to make a dollar too. But when I come back, you said ourselves. I want to talk about who our...
I'm proud to be partnering with Cedar Mill Fine Firearms. Cedar Mill Fine Firearms does some of the coolest firearms cases you'll find anywhere. Have you ever wanted to carry your AR-15 discreetly? How about a rifle case that looks like a guitar case until you open it up? Go to cedarmillfirearms.com and use the code LIGHTHOUSE the next time you're looking for a cleaning kit or a case to carry your firearms. That's cedarmillfirearms.com and use the code LIGHTHOUSE.
So I don't know. I didn't bother to ask. Do you own firearms? Do you care about firearms? Or does it bother you that I'm running a firearms-related ad while
you're here? I thought it was a really cool idea, actually. I was like, ooh, I got to tell my husband. He's going to like that. The guitar case?
That.
I was like, yeah. No, I'm pro Second Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist as well. Like, you know, definitely agree and we're aligned for sure.
I tried to put it out there to the couple thousand people listening to me that I really wanted one of those for Christmas, but I didn't get it.
No.
My wife actually told me after the fact, she was like, I thought about it, but do you really need to get them? I'm like, no, I don't need it.
It's just cool. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the people at the wellness company. I you know, I pull up the website, I scroll down toward the bottom of the page, and oh look, it's Dr. Peter McCullough is the first picture there.
Correct. Yep, we have Dr. Peter McCullough, we have Dr. Heather Gessling, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Richard Amerling, myself, and we have our preferred pharmacist, our preferred pharmacy. The pharmacist there is Dr. Robert Seek, and him and I are on the Integrative Therapeutics Board. That there is the Chief Medical Board. We didn't want to call ourselves a Chief Pharmacy Board because we're kind of anti-pharmacy as pharmacists. So we want to do integrative medicine. So that's who we are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't, like I said, I'm not a medical professional person. To be honest with you, I was a restaurant professional for a majority of my adult life. A couple don't know, 5-ish years ago, I got really disgusted with politics and I started this show. Well, I started my show, and my show picked up by one radio network and now picked up by a different radio network. You know, so anyway. And oh, by the way, I'm trying to get my local talk radio network to pick me up. So if WRSC in central Pennsylvania, if you're listening, call me. I'm not a medical guy, but even I have seen in my 50 years of life some pretty significant changes to the medical profession. And one thing, I want to tell you a little story. So I had a horrible back pain. Like, I couldn't believe how bad my back hurt, and I went to my doctor. And as normal, you know, you go to the doctor, you sit in the little waiting room, and a nurse or somebody comes out and says, "Hey, Peter, okay." And you go back, and they take your vitals and whatever, and then they walk you down the hall, and they put you in the room where the doctor comes in. Then the doctor comes in, and he, you know, looks at your chart and all the stuff that the other people did, and, you know, pokes at your chest and listens to your heart, whatever. He wanted to send me to a neurologist because, you know, there's this horrible back pain, which makes sense. It does. It really does. But in the meantime, I'm like, is there, you know, it's the VA. You're trying to get me to a specialist in the VA. It's going to take 6 months. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot deal with this pain for 6 months. What else can you possibly do? Well, I can send you to physical therapy. I'm like, sweet, do it. So a few days later, I go to physical therapy. I show up at the physical therapy. The difference, the big difference, and this really struck me as basically the core of the problem, minus government involvement, but the core of the problem in our medical profession. The actual physical therapist came out and said, "Peter," and he's like, "Come on." And he's watching me walk. And, you know, he walks me back to the room and he says, "What brings you here today?" I'm like, "My back. Like, it's the most excruciating back pain I've ever had in my life." And he goes, "Back pain doesn't make you limp." Hmm. See, he took the time to come get me out of the waiting room himself and watched me walk and saw that I was limping. The doctor never saw me limp.
Wow. And
immediately the physical therapist said, "It's your sacroiliac joint." And he laid me on the ground and, you know, yanked on my leg, and poof, I was better.
Wow.
But the doctor, because the doctor wasn't the one that came out and saw me, because the doctor didn't see me walk down the hall, the doctor didn't know I was walking with him. And it's, we've lost that connection with our medical professionals. You know, it used to be you go to the doctor and you say, "Hey, you know, doc, you know, my hip hurts." And the doc says, "Hey, well, is that why I haven't seen you out for your morning jog?"
Right.
And there's the connection there.
That's exactly what I say. I'm very relational. I'm a very relational person. So I was not your typical pharmacist when I practiced pharmacy, because I actually would be told, "You're spending too much time. You got to go check pills. You can't be talking to the patients." But my goal is to build that relationship, right? I'm there to help them and advise them. And when you work for a retail pharmacy, there's no time to talk to the patients and have them share photos of their vacation or a new grandchild or a horse farm they went to visit. You don't have time for that. And so it was very disturbing for me. So you're absolutely right. You know, you're not going to know, unless you really know somebody, you're just looking at it and you're just treating a symptom and you're not treating an individual. And the wellness company, we get back to treating the individual. Everyone that comes in is looked at as a whole, and we're asking them questions. And Freedom from Pharma, I love it, because the first meeting you have with the patient, it's getting to know the patient, asking them their what they like to do, to know their lifestyle. Because if you're going to help someone achieve their personal health and wellness goals, you have to know about them. You can't just throw something out there. You know, you have to get to know the person. And that's one thing I love. And I love that I'm connected with other providers that have that same affinity, that understand that's what's been missing is the relationship. Even for myself, going to a doctor's appointment, they rarely looked at me. They looked at a computer and they asked questions and their back was to me. They were typing it in. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Do they even know it's me that's here? All they do is verify my information on the screen, but they never even looked at me. And I didn't like that was the same thing happening in the pharmacy. In the pharmacy, you just knew a person by their medications. You didn't know them by anything else. and that's not how it was intended to be. And so I never liked that feeling, but not until you started to break things down and understand what was going on. That's what they were pushing. I mean, they're trying to remove us from that connection, humanity to each other. They don't want us to see people and have compassion, mm-hmm. have empathy and care and want to help. And so thankfully there are those of us out there who have that still and are saying, no way, that's not happening. We're rising up, and I'm really happy to be a part of the Wellness Company to bring that forward to the people and hope that they come and check us out and just browse and see and feel for yourself the atmosphere that's there, because it's we're trying to do everything for the people.
That's amazing. And I love that. And that's why when I introduced you, I said, you know, you're flipping the medical profession back on its head, or healthcare back on its head. But what you're actually doing is you're putting it back on its feet. You're putting it back to the way it's supposed to be and grounded in you as a person. Okay. So I'm not asking for medical advice. I'm, you know, just sharing stories.
Everybody does. It's all right.
I'm 50 years old and I use the VA healthcare system, and I walk in and, you know, blood pressure and temperature and, you know, a pulse ox and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they always ask me for a med list, and I'm like, I'm not on any meds. And the nurse is almost like shocked every time. Like, you're 50 and you're not taking any meds? I'm like, no. Anyway.
That's better. Let me say that's better to not be. I will say that I noticed what was part of my awakening was prior to 2020. After I got out of college, I started practicing and monitoring my patients. I started noticing that those on the most meds had the least quality of life, and mm-hmm. those on the least meds had the most quality of life. And I was confused, perplexed, to be honest, because in pharmacy college, guess what they taught us?
More
prescription medications equal quality of life. And I'm like, well, why am I not seeing that then in practice? Something's not adding up. And so I don't know. I really feel it was divine guidance, because there's no other way to say it for me to be able to see what I saw and question it. And I asked a lot of my colleagues, and my colleagues were like, you're reading into it wrong. I was like, I can't be, because 1 + 1 = 2, period. There's no other way around mm-hmm. it. And these people were not seeing it. So for you to be your age to stay off of prescribed medications, I think is phenomenal and fantastic. And kudos to you for never having them convince you need to be on some, because that's the other way it works.
The new doctor, because, you know, it's the VA, they change every now and then. The newest doctor is trying to break that. He's trying to get me on statin medicines.
Mm. No, don't even go there. Definitely not a statin.
Okay, at first, you know, the previous doctors have always said, you know, your cholesterol is a little high, but it's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. This doctor comes in, he's a little younger. He's not like Doogie Howser young or anything like that. Wow, I just dated myself. Anyway.
Don't worry, just put me right there with you, because I know Doogie Howser.
Anyway, he's not that young, but he's a little younger than me. At least he looks like he is. I don't know. He's got red hair. It's hard to tell. Anyway, he's trying to get me on statin medications, but he's pulling up like the American Heart Association's website or something like that. I don't know. And he's plugging in, you know, age and weight. And yes, I smoke. I have been smoking since I was 15 years old. Man, that's a long time. But he's plugging all this stuff into a website. And the website says, you know, I think it's 9.8% of a heart attack in the next 10 years, or 9.8% of stroke or whatever. I don't remember what it was. But he said, anybody over 7.5%, we try to get on statins. I'm like, wait, but the first time we spoke, you immediately jumped to statin medications. Not, hey, what's your diet like?
Right. That's the training, especially if he's young. That is the training coming out of any medical institution right now, is really pushing medication. So without a doubt, I believe he's trained. And he believes in his heart, it's no fault of his, he believes in his heart he's doing the right thing for you. Because that's the training that he's gone through. And so they're training clinicians to come out now, and even as medical, as in the provider side and then the pharmacist side, to look at guidelines and protocols. The same thing that happened to you happened to me in the pharmacy for a patient. We had a gentleman. He was in an assisted living facility. He was in really good health. He did have diabetes, and his cholesterol was within normal limits. He didn't have high cholesterol. The insurance company, through medication therapy management, kept notifying us in the pharmacy that we needed to get the patient on a...
They keep telling you whatever it is, and you as the pharmacist, you're just supposed to do it.
Correct. So anyway,
we're coming up to break time. When we come back from the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you the rest of the whole me on statin medication story.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it gets kind of fun.
And enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
The crown, another ragtag band declaring independence, laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
Liberty for their descendants, that's why we do this. Liberty for our descendants. We all got to stand up and fight. So if you're just joining the show, we've got Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company with us, and we're talking about, well, not only the Wellness Company, but just, you know, things that are wrong with healthcare as it exists today. And I was just telling the story about me and statin medication. So Doc plugs the numbers into the computer, and it says, you know, basically 10% chance of heart attack in the next 10 years, you should be on a statin medication. I probably have a 10% chance of dying in a car accident. I'm a mailman. I'm in a car 10 or 5 hours a day, every day. But whatever. So I think, hey, Doc, slow down. Let's talk diet for a minute.
And you said that to the doctor.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
So the first thing I did is I dramatically increased the amount of fiber I bring in. 6 months later, I go back, you know, another blood test. I lose like 5 points off my cholesterol. Pretty good, but not enough. He said, you're heading in the right direction. He's like, let me get you in touch with a nutritionist. So I talk to the nutritionist, and the next thing I do is I swap out my daily double latte for a giant, just straight up coffee. I cut a half a gallon of whole milk out of my diet a week.
Wow.
And then I read someplace that tea has like substances that are good for cholesterol and coffee has substances that are bad for cholesterol. So now I wake up in the morning and I have a pot of tea. And then I switch to coffee later. I'm not giving up my coffee, but I'll cut it.
I don't blame you there.
but the funny thing is I go back for, you know, the third blood test and my cholesterol actually got worse.
Oh.
And I am so confused. So now I ordered some, like, you know, cholesterol wellness supplements, and we'll see if that helps. But, you know, I'm almost out of options because there's only so much I'm willing to change. I'm not giving up cheese and the things that I love, but I'm willing to do something.
You shouldn't. And you don't have to. A lot of the things that the mainstream providers tell you to give up are actually the things you need. So you do need salt. You do need red meat. You do need real butter.
Uh-huh.
So if you, you know, get rid of that and you eat the fake stuff, well, we're not fake. So right. Why would we want to eat anything that's fake? We want to put into our bodies what's real. And eggs. Eggs, we were always told, eggs make you have high cholesterol. No, eat the eggs. They're good. I wouldn't be too concerned either unless the number is like extremely high, but to have a little elevated is okay. Cholesterol actually is good in the body. It helps to balance out cancer that could be there. Like you need a healthy cholesterol level. And I'm concerned that a lot of these numbers that are coming out by the medical institutions are lowering and lowering and lowering these numbers and making it so hard for people that what they're ended up doing is people are giving up any bit of life to match a number. And again, you're just treating a number and you're not treating the individual. You're looking at the number. He's plugging into his computer numbers and you're right there as an individual instead of having a conversation. Another thing you could do to help your cholesterol is, like to say the word exercise. Exercise has a bad feeling around it, but movement, you know, walking, stretching.
I'm a woman. I walk 5 miles a day.
Oh. Okay, you're good. You're good. And I don't know what your numbers are. We can probably talk later, but I have a feeling they're not that bad. And he's just reading the numbers based on his clinical training. Right.
But he also went in there and said, okay, let's say that you're, you know, you quit smoking. You know, he changed that to quit smoking less than 6 months ago. And it put me below the he needs drug threshold. And then he played around with it. And like, I give him a little credit. Like he went back and he looked in like 2019. If you looked at my cholesterol level, it was below the threshold of need drugs. And then he looked at what else changed. And he's, oh, look, you've gained almost 20 pounds since then. Lose some weight. And like, so, I mean, he did, I'm not discounting him entirely. He did take the time to talk to me. He completely understood that, you know, hey, if you don't want to take them, that's you. He said, I get patients that, you know, refuse meds all the time. I didn't get that impression the first time. The first time and the second time, I'm like, you arrogant little SOB. Why? But the third time he sat and he gave, you know, we talked and he explained why. And, you know, he did a lot better. So, but I still don't want drugs. And your reaction when I said statin, your facial expression. Yeah. I think statin medications are not good.
Not good. Not good. Definitely. Yeah. Find some natural ways to help if you have extremely high cholesterol, find natural ways. Just do not do a statin. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not extremely high. Anyway, question from, let's see, is YouTube. What advice for autistic people to stay healthy?
So my first recommendation for that would be to find a local naturopath. There are probably some detox that needs to be done. In autism, sometimes, you know, a lot of mainstream will say, no, it's not due to vaccines. It can be due to vaccines. So, and that could be due to heavy metals that are in the vaccines causing toxicity in the body. So I would really recommend a naturopath who can help with a detox protocol and see if that helps at all.
Okay. Hope that helps, Sarah.
I hope so, Sarah.
Sarah is probably one of the biggest supporters of me at my show. She followed me from network to network. When I was with Mojo 50 Radio, I joined Republic Broadcasting. She had never even heard of Republic Broadcasting, and she's here every night. She's the one person who goes out there and shares the links every time I go live. I love Sarah. Another question, this one from Facebook. Any info about problems shown in Root Cause film? I think Dr. I don't know.
I do not know that film. I am not sure. Yeah.
I don't know that either. This person, again, from YouTube, James, another person who comments quite regularly, look up low carbohydrates, cut sugar, even 100% fruit juice is not healthy food.
Correct. I think he's given that advice to you.
Yeah. You know, after I read it.
I'm agreeing with him. Agree. Yes.
It's really hard to read the comments on the screen and talk to you. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff.
That's
okay. Sometimes they put things on the screen and go, oh, wait, that was a message for me.
You're very, very kind. He cares about your well-being.
But, yeah, I get it. Okay, so let's go back to Wellness Company. We do have a caller on the line. But before we get to Francis, go back to the Wellness Company and let's talk about, so you don't have to be a member to get service. You've got telehealth. You've got like a network of pharmacists that don't necessarily play by the rules and actually put patients first. Mm-hmm. You're not charging very much. How are you making any money? How is this profitable? How is this possible? There's got to be something in it for you as a company beyond, you know, making people feel better.
Well, I'm not on the financial team, so I really couldn't even tell you that. I am not business oriented. I have no idea how they do it, but you know, they figure it out. They know what they're doing. They definitely make sure we can, you know, stay in business. We're not looking to become like big pharma and all these others. We're just looking to be able to provide services at a reasonable price and to sustain and be here for a long time. So you're right. I'm sure there's something they figured out on their end so that this way we're not just going to go down, but we can still keep the prices reasonable for the people.
Hey, anything that cuts out the federal government involvement and the insurance companies and all that, I'm all for.
That's probably the number one reason why right there that it can be affordable is because everything's been priced so high in the mainstream that when you were to go pay cash, the price is tenfold because of the insurance driving up the price. They're forcing you to get insurance,
right?
So I think that's why our prices can be reasonable, because we're not even playing in that ballpark. We're just completely removed ourselves.
Yeah, and if you question that, you know, look at what a hospital charges for a single Tylenol.
Correct.
Like $15 a pill or something like that. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion, let's go to the caller first, and then we'll get to me. Francis in North Carolina, line one, welcome back to the show, Francis.
Hello, folks. It was interesting. I found interesting that commentary
I got to bring this up. My bad. Francis.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm there now.
Okay. I'm not. Never mind. I find it interesting as far as the general guidelines according to the AMA or whatever health organization decides about what is considered a healthy level regarding cholesterol, blood pressure, you name it, ad nauseum. It's ridiculous because it constantly changes depending on who got paid what, when, where, how, and why, or whatever the case is, as to how they determine that, as well as what kind of drugs they want to script you on that they can supposedly solve your medical issue, for that matter. The reason why I say is because, as I come to find out years ago, which I had no idea, your brain is made of cholesterol. Now, they may say that there's different types of cholesterol. I'll give you that. There may very well be. But why take a pharmaceutical drug that's supposed to lower your cholesterol when it may end up affecting your brain matter? I mean, that's a
maybe
contra-
that's the
that's a contradiction.
Maybe that's the underlying point to begin with. I mean, we can't. Yeah. We can't trust government. We all know this. I mean, let's look at just the egg. You mentioned egg. You both have mentioned eggs. I'm old enough to remember the little cartoon about the incredible edible egg, where they basically promoted the egg as the superfood. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 10 years later, eggs are bad. Eggs will kill you. And then a little while later, it's like, well, they're not that bad. You know, maybe just avoid the yolk. Eat, you know, egg whites are okay, but egg yolks are bad. And then now we're back to the eggs are all right.
Like, I think they're on a seesaw of insecurity about, well, for one thing, who's layering the pocket to put out this kind of psychological warfare tripe. So it's not surprising, especially right now with dealing with the Corona fiasco. They knew what was going on with the egg situation between factories being destroyed. Eggs in short supply or whatever, ad nauseum, and keeping people, the general public, in a state of, huh? Okay, never mind, you know, type scenario. It cracks me up. As far as the health goes, I have to applaud you, my dear, because finding decent health care this day and time is like pulling eye teeth, quite literally, and if we even had eye teeth. But I have to applaud you for, it sounds like your doctor was partially a chiropractor, because knowing just what to hit to get your limbs to function properly where you weren't limping was like, nice. So all I can say is people need to mind their health, what they're doing, what they're doing that's healthy to their body, what they're doing that's not healthy to the body, and pay attention to the body. Your body is not going to lie to you when something happens. It's screaming for a certain element. I mean, as far as what I do with my health, I listen to my intuition about when I'm using seasoning with my food. I mostly do organic up to 99%. But when it comes to seasoning of it, I go by my intuition with that, even though supposedly I use too much salt or I use too much pepper. I use too much Italian herbs or whatever the case might be, or too much turmeric in my food. Excuse me, but you know what? They're not living in this body. I am. So I find it totally idiotic because, one, if I got paid what they got paid, I wouldn't be, you know, having a farm and dealing with gardening and all that stuff and living with animals out in the woods, for that matter. I'd be
That's
in the
what
city
we should all be living again.
Yeah, really.
And I want to comment to you and let you know that that's actually one of the things we talk about when we have our meetings at the Wellness Company, is we want to empower and equip the people to actually know their own body and their own health, to be health sovereign. And a lot of people wouldn't know what that actually means, but it's that you are reading your own, you have your own intuition. You can understand your own body. You know what your own body needs. And our bodies were designed to lean and go towards wellness. We're not actually designed to just be sick and feeble all the time. We're actually created and designed to be well. And we go that way. So when we have cravings, or you are adding more salt to your food and you're not hearing the voice in the head of those in the back saying you shouldn't be doing that, there's a reason your body's asking for that and you should be supplying it. So I believe it has been flipped where we've been kind of pulled away from that gift that we have that was given to us to know how to take care of ourselves, right? To feel and know what our bodies are. And the other part too, that a lot of places will not touch this, but it's mind, body, spirit alignment. There is a spiritual component to good health that was never discussed in anything of pharmacy college, and my medical colleagues say the same thing. We were not taught that. It's something that we saw over time in practice as having, and I believe it was divine providence that God gifted me to see things at a time early on. I said, something's going on here. People are lacking compassion, empathy, and care, even for themselves.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. So I really think that's what's unique about the Wellness Company too, is it's not just, you know, your body, and that's it. There's more components to your overall well-being.
Well, there has to be, because otherwise the body couldn't function. That's right. So true. And just to give an example,
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, in short, I know that when dealing with gardening in the field and all that, there's a big, when you have a vegetable that you have grown, it tastes different than what you get at the store, whether it's conventional or organic. It's a very different taste altogether. You feel, you not feel, but you sense the life force in that because you saw the piece grow. So it'll blow your mind.
And, anyway, and actually, okay. We have chickens for the first time, so I think their eggs taste better. So
thank you.
Definitely fresher. They do taste better.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Indeed. And with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and the variant.
Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Francis.
Have a great night. I have a question for you as a pharmacy professional. How much do you think that the fact that there is sugar in freaking everything is interfering with our ability to interpret our own signals from our own body? I mean, I've read articles and I've heard interviews, like a lot of them, about how sugar interacts with the addiction centers of your brain and literally becomes an addiction. And there's sugar in, there's sugar in prepared foods to make it brown. There's sugar in it because it's a preservative. There's sugar in it just because it's cheap and subsidized by the federal government. There's sugar in almost everything.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the white refined sugar, which of course doesn't occur in nature, so your body doesn't know how to deal with it. How much of that sugar addiction that we all have, whether we want to admit it or not, is interfering with the, I don't know, the mechanism of our body that tells us what's wrong?
It is. It's interfering with a lot of things. High sugar, so sugar just in general, and having high sugar increases the acidity in your body. And then your body, when it's highly acidic, becomes more inflamed. More inflamed leads to more disease states. So if you back down all those layers, it started with sugar, right? Just so having sugar, ways to combat that. So obviously you want to avoid as much sugar as possible. Secondly, is you want to make your body more alkaline so that you do not lead to the inflamed state. And you do that by drinking lemon water. Lemon water, just take some fresh lemons, cut them up. I know everybody gives me that look when I say that, but lemon actually, when it's processed in the body, turns alkaline and is so beneficial for your health. You could also do baking soda and water, which, you know, I'm a few inches and it can get a little gross. Yeah. But the lemon water is fantastic. And if you need sweet, honey and maple syrup. There's going to be your sweet fix so that if you do like sweets, because I do, I used to eat all sorts of stuff, started researching and realized I was like, I am not eating this anymore. All that stuff was bad. And I actually add a little bit of maple syrup to my lemon water. So it gives a little sweet kick and there it is. And it's all good, all natural, very beneficial, full of vitamins and minerals. And you can keep your body alkaline, you decrease your inflammatory state, and then it decreases diseases that can come in the future. Because that's really the root of our problem, is our bodies have been hit by all this processed, fake, you know, artificial, and sugar, all these foods that are not healthy for us. And our body's just trying to figure out the balance. It's what our bodies just normally go to balance. And now we're adding daily, nonstop. And our body's doing everything it can as it's trying to find the balance. It's you're increasing inflammation. And that increased inflammation is what leads to disease states.
Okay.
And I want to add to that with the allergy program we have. It's amazing. I hope everybody goes to their website and checks this out because this is really going to be huge for people. So allergies really come from your exposure to an antigen. That antigen causes inflammation. That inflammation causes the allergy. And over time, people don't even realize they have allergies because they're not reaching that threshold. So someone in a house might have some, you know, mold and mildew, dust, you know, and not realizing they're not hitting that threshold. Then they get a pet, they get a cat, and now they have allergies, not realizing they've had other things leading up to it, but that cat put them over the threshold. So with these drops, you actually push the threshold up, and you have your still mold, mildew, and cat, but you've changed it. You've lifted that threshold up higher so that you're not feeling the allergy, you're not experiencing the symptoms. And then when you actually help the body desensitize to the allergen. That's how these drops work. What happens is you're decreasing inflammation in your body. So it's going to be a win-win. In some of the studies we were reading about these allergy drops, you actually decrease the inflammation. Some people that had migraines didn't realize they were being caused by allergies. Asthma didn't realize being caused by allergies. When they were able to do these drops, and you have to be very compliant with these drops. These are sublingual drops that you take every month, and you do this for a year, and you kind of work your way up to the maintenance dose. So once you get to the maintenance dose, you stay on that for the full year. And then after that, your allergy relief is there. You're not going to feel it anymore, but actually you decrease inflammation in your body, which then reverses some of the health conditions you once had that you didn't even know were being caused by allergies. So it's like, it's amazing when, and again, nobody, mainstream medicine never wants to talk about this, because actually if you have a patient that has severe allergies and goes to a provider and has to get allergy shots, that's like a $4,500 visit every month. Okay, that's huge money. You can come to the wellness company, do this program. It's a year, $200 a month as a member.
Wow.
$2,400 in a year. And then, and you have allergy relief, and it lasts a very, very, very long time.
So one of the things that I've heard from other, you know, medical doctors is that there is like one semester of one class of nutrition.
Correct.
And we talked earlier about balance, like your body is always looking for balance. And you also have the, you know, the spiritual component and nutrition. And yeah, you know, pharmaceuticals are necessary sometimes, but you've got all of these things. And so the wellness company is taking all of that into account. And the, again, going back to sugar, mm-hmm. sugar itself isn't bad. Like sugar cane, the stick, because it's balanced with the fiber and this and the other stuff that's there. It's us, we people, taking it and refining it down to just, you know, the white crystal sugar that has no nutritional value and does nothing but sparks that addiction center in the brain. And then taking that and adding it to absolutely everything that we make. That's what thrown the balance off. Your explanation of allergies is the best I've ever heard. I love that. I'm fortunate enough I don't have allergies, and I always look at people and go, huh? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that makes complete sense. The way you explained it, I greatly appreciate that. We're down to like 5 or 6 minutes left in the show. I want to give all of that to you to tell us all about the wellness company, where the wellness company is, why all people need to go to the wellness company, and why everybody should do this, you know, in addition to their insurance or their regular practitioner or whatever.
Correct. Yeah. So our website is TWC.health. That's for the wellness company.health, not .com, .health. Very fitting. And you can browse through our virtual care. You can browse through our marketplace. We have amazing products there. We have vitamins, we have supplements, we have natural, you know, supplements and everything for you to choose from. You can check out our Freedom from Pharma. If you're someone who is like, hey, I think I'm on some unnecessary medications, I would like to know if I need to be on all these, please sign up and join our program. We have wellness pharmacists who are eager and happy to help work with you and help you achieve your health and wellness goals. We have articles, we have videos, we have everything there. Just at least just check us out, give us a look. And if you like what you see, either become a member or purchase a product. Just help support us so we can keep going and bring in true health and wellness to the people.
Well, I love the fact that what you're focusing on is wellness and not healthcare, because the healthcare system is clearly broken. And I mean, clearly. And in my personal opinion, our healthcare system got broken the moment the United States federal government decided to get involved. Back when it was a family doctor who knew what you were doing and knew that, oh, you know, you can't afford to pay money, so I'll take a pig or a chicken or whatever for payment. Exactly. Back then, your doctor knew you. He was part of your community. Now your doctor is, he's controlled by the insurance companies. The insurance companies are controlled by the, you know, thousands of pages of regulations that come out of the federal government. And the only way any of them make any money is if that doctor turns over a new patient every 10 minutes. And they just don't, you know, no fault of the doctor. They don't have time to get to know you the way they used to.
Yeah. So it's been designed that way for sure. And I'm just really happy to be part of a team that's breaking that mold. You know, we're coming in and we're saying no more. It's about the relationship. And yeah, we call it Webside Manor, right? Because we're not doing this. You know, our providers are there to listen, to help, and just give the best to the patient, help the patient find what's suitable for them. If they have acute care and they're saying, hey, you know what, I want to have ivermectin on hand, our providers say, I get it. I understand that you do. They're not questioning them or making them feel, you know, terrible about seeing that there's something out there that works that's not mainstream, right? That's being pushed against in the public. So we have a great team, great people, and we're all here just to do something, make a difference, something that lasts beyond us. That's for sure.
And you will help me if I'm a member and I actually need to find somebody that I can see in person. You'll help me with that process too. It's not entirely web-based, right?
Right now we're just virtual. But we do have in customer service and our pharmacy customer service. Some people have reached out looking for providers in their area that are aligned, and they actually have helped people find providers that they can see in person. So we don't have that yet. I'm going to say yet because we always aim high, and we'd love nothing more than be involved in a brick and mortar situation in communities across America to actually give healthcare in person. But right now we're virtual. So we, you know, do the best we can with it for now. And we do, it's video, so you can have a conversation and see and share if you have a cut and you can show it, you know, whatever you need to do with the provider, they'll be able to help you.
That's all fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Jen Vandewater. It is the end of the show. If you're listening live on the Republic Broadcasting Network, please stay tuned for Edge of Darkness with Jeffrey Bennett. Thank you for joining us this evening to our guest, Jen. Thank you to Mike, the producer. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to you, my listeners. You're why I do the show. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.